guess because I hadn't used my iPad since the new year. Why? It wanted sign-in information, and then it wanted two verifications, and then I don't know what it was doing or what it wasn't doing or what it was supposed to do, and it wasn't doing it, so I just brought my computer out here. Nothing's going to stop the word from coming forth. Amen. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, dear God, and Lord, you knew, Lord, everyone, Lord, that the needs of the people this morning, dear God, and Lord, I pray for Brother Todd this morning and his mother, dear God. They are having a memorial, Lord, during the service down there in Manchester today, Lord, and I guess there's many, Lord, that were going down there to attend it, and I pray, Lord, that you be with them and give them safe passage, Lord, and I pray, God, that you will comfort Brother Todd and his mother today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will anoint us today, Lord, to speak your word. Amen. Lord, and we ask, God, that you would have your way and your preeminence in this service, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4. What I want to speak on this morning is discernment. Hebrews chapter 4, I'm read verses 12 and 13. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. You may be seated. The word discerner is in the Greek, it means judging. And we know that in Brother Branham's ministry, he, of course, had the gift of discernment, that he would call people out, that he would could tell them by the Spirit of God where they were from, what their name was, and these things. And we know also that in 1 Corinthians 12, it speaks about the gifts that are in the body, and it speaks about one being a gift of discerning of spirits. But and not everyone, according to this, not everyone has that gift. But I believe we all would be able to discern the spirit, whether according to whether it's of God or not. And I believe it's a time that we live in when it's necessary, and we are to be able to identify the spirit of the Antichrist. It's very important. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets, that's liars, are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every man that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, this is talking about present tense. It is not talking about somebody saying, yeah, I believe that Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and was here on earth in the flesh. That's not what this is saying. This is talking about today. Jesus Christ in the flesh of his bride. Jesus Christ in the flesh of his ministry. Jesus Christ in the flesh of his children, his people. And for someone to look at someone and say they're not of God when they are of God, then you realize the person saying that is not of God. So Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. It makes it very plain. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, Brother Branham asked a question of some people, said, when the judgment comes, what church is God going to judge people by? And he says, there's like 99 different denominations, and there are, none of them agree with one another, so who is he going to judge by? And Brother Branham says he's not going to judge by the church. He's going to judge by his word. And so that's how we're to judge today. That's what this is talking about. Try the spirits whether they're of God or not. You judge by the word of God. Not by your emotion, not by your opinion, not by what you want, not by your hopes, not by what you feel. You judge by the word of God. Now, Brother Branham says this. He's going to judge them by Christ. Christ is the word. The Bible said in the beginning, the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He judged the church and the people by the word. That's right. The living, resurrected word. Now, that means not just the Bible.
Right. Come on.
But the living, resurrected word. Word living today inside God's men and women. In the message of adoption, he says, God's trying to place his church in a position to manifest himself, getting one that he can work through like this and say, there's my spirit flowing freely. There it is. I can work here. Get another one over here and place him. I can place him. Adoption, placing, manifesting, taking him out here and putting a ceremony on him, visiting with an angel, tell him something. Now, if he's told the truth, now, if he's just making up something, it won't work. No, that won't work. We've heard a lot of that. But I mean manifestation of the sons of God. When God manifests himself and he sends one out, then he goes forth and what he says is truth, and what he does is truth, and what he does, he manifests Christ.
Right.
How do you judge him? By the way he stays with the word. Right with the word. See, that's how you know all men, is by the way they stay with this word. If they speak not according to the word, there's no life in them, says the Bible, and then leave them.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. How do we judge it? Brother Branham says here in the message of presuming, by the word. St. Martin and Paul and all the early bishops of the church and the elders, they judged the cases, case by case, by the word. Now, in the Bible it says time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And Brother Branham says this. He says, now this word, the word of God, will judge every person. This word that's being preached here this morning, it's being preached down here at Wall Street, being preached over here at the Christian church. Wherever the word is being preached, it becomes the judgment. Men are judged by the word of God. And here's one thing to know, that either our judgment goes before us or it follows after us. I want mine going before me. I don't want my judgment following after me. Because if judgment follows after, it means that after everything that has happened and passed, and you come up to white throne judgment, then at that point, a person that stands there at the white throne judgment, they're judged according to their deeds.
Amen.
Now, we should look in the Word then to see examples of how did Jesus judge by the Word of God. Jesus says this in John chapter 8. You can turn with me if you would. John chapter 8, verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, we be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. I can say that this morning. Amen. If God was your Father, you'd love me. Amen. Because I'm of God.
Amen.
Now, they didn't believe that Jesus was of God. That didn't change it. It wasn't according to what they felt or what they thought or what their opinion was. It was according to what the fact was. And the fact was that God worked through Jesus Christ. And God working through Jesus Christ, he manifested himself through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, if you don't believe me, believe the works. So a man of God ought to be able to stand here this morning and say the same thing that Jesus said.
Amen.
If you don't believe me, believe the works.
Amen.
Is God manifesting himself? Is the word spoken from this pulpit, has it had an eternal effect on the seed of God in the people of God? If God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Amen.
And I can say that this morning. I didn't come here of my own. God sent me here.
Amen.
Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil. I'll tell you what, friends. Jesus didn't pull any punches. He didn't beat around the bush. He told them, Abraham's not your father, God's not your father, the devil is your father. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore heareth them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said to him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus said, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, but ye do dishonor me.
Amen.
Now, what was Jesus pointing at? Now, as far as works, they kept the commandments as much as they knew. They followed the law to the letter. They brought the proper sacrifice at the proper time to the proper place to the proper priest and had a sacrifice and ministered sacrifices for the people. So they kept all this. That was their works. But what works is he talking about? He was talking about the current works they had where they wanted to kill him. He was talking about because they spoke evil of him.
Exactly.
It makes me wonder, if they spoke evil of Jesus, why did they even attend his services?
Amen.
Because that's just how the devil is. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. He that is not with me is against me. That's pretty plain. If you're not with me, then you're against me.
Amen.
Look, friends, you're either a friend of Jesus or you're an enemy.
Amen.
He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin, blasphemy, shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Now, this ain't talking about somebody going around saying, well, I'm going to tell you what, the Holy Ghost is a devil. That ain't what it's talking about. It's talking about someone speaking against the working of the Holy Spirit through a man of God. To speak evil against that man is speaking evil against a man that the Holy Ghost is working through. Let's continue to read, and then I'll give you some other foundation here on this. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. It is a common thing in the world today, when somebody does something wrong, they always got an excuse for it. And they always blame why they did what they did on somebody else. And you know, they're always innocent. And they blame somebody else for whatever they've done. But it doesn't matter why a person spoke what they spoke. If they speak every idle word, the Bible says, every idle word that men shall speak, they'll give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Now in the message of Hear Ye Him, Brother Bram says, Jesus turned to them and said, I'll forgive you. If you speak against the Son of Man, I'll forgive you. But when the Holy Ghost has come, do the same thing and speak one word against it, and it'll never be forgiven you in this world or the world to come. How many knows the Bible says that? Because they called the Spirit of God working in him a devil.
Right.
You better be careful on those things.
Amen.
There was a time in Brother Branham's ministry where Demas Zakarian's sister was very ill. And Brother Branham saw a vision, and he prophesied, and he said, she's going to die. Then in a service Brother Branham was in, Billy Paul was there with him, there was somebody who got up and spoke in tongues and gave an interpretation and said, she's going to live. And Billy Paul asked Brother Branham about it. And he said, don't say anything against that. Be careful, in other words. Said, but you said she was going to die. And Brother Branham said, and she is going to die.
Right.
Brother Branham says this, and greater than Solomon is here now. He says, he that rejects the Holy Spirit, then he rejects Jesus Christ in the days of his, greater is he that rejects the Holy Spirit than he that rejects, that rejected Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh on earth. Jesus said so, said, you speak against the Son of Man when they said he was a fortune teller or some evil spirit. You speak against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven you. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost shall never be forgiven them in this world. That is called the working of the Holy Ghost, an evil, unclean thing, when they see the work of God being done.
Amen.
Turn with me to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. I'm not a hireling. If I see the devil working, I see the devil coming, I'm going to say something about it. Because it's my job, it's my duty. But the thief cometh for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Look, friends, if to speak evil of this church would not be the Spirit of God speaking evil of the people of this church. That'd be the thief. That would show you his motive. Brother Branham said, check your motives and objectives. What is the motive? What is your motive? What is my motive? Behind everything we do, in everything we're going to do. What is the reason we're doing it, in other words? Turn to, this is a very familiar scripture, Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. I've referred to it quite often. It is a scripture that I say very often. I wouldn't say every service, but I would say more services than not, I've referred to this scripture, because it is a scripture of identification. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. Friends, it's not easy to do that when somebody speaks evil of you. It's not easy to rejoice about it. But if you read the rest of Scripture, you can see why Jesus is saying rejoice about it. Behold, your reward is great in heaven. Not for that, but for this. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Talking again about works. For in like manner did their fathers of the prophets. So, in other words, you can leap for joy because what? You're in company with the prophets.
Amen.
The things that was done unto the prophets is being done unto you. They spoke evil of the men of God then. They're going to speak evil of the men of God today. Fault finders, critics. That's right. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets. Oh boy, there's them false prophets again. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, they come so humble. They're disguised. They don't come right off the bat snarling. They come disguised in sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Amen.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire.
Amen.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
Remember when they came, there was those critics that came down to John's baptism? He said, who warned you to flee from the wrath of God? And then he told him, he said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance.
Amen.
In other words, if you're coming to attend to my service and say, well, I've come to repent, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. That means, in other words, show a work, manifestation that there is a true repentance. And a true repentance would make things right and turn from the evil that they were doing.
Amen.
Now, I know people say, well, you're not supposed to judge anybody. Anybody here ever met Ted Bundy? Seriously, no, nobody here has met Ted Bundy. What did Ted Bundy do? Ted Bundy was supposedly a handsome fella, and he used his looks, and he would use guises like a crutch or something, like he needed help to get young women to try to help him to his car, and then he would take them and he would kill them. Was Ted Bundy evil? How do you know he was evil? You never met him. You know he's evil by his works. Did you ever meet the BTK? He was also a serial killer. How do you know that he was evil? Because of his works. Did you ever meet Jeffrey Dahmer? He killed young men and then ate them. That was his works. You know he's evil by what he did. That's not judging nobody, but that's knowing. You know, one time there was a prophet in the Bible by the name of Balaam. And Balaam, you know, he was a real prophet. And Balaam went, and then there was a king that came to him and wanted him to curse Israel. And he offered to pay Balaam money. Balaam went and asked God, said, could he curse Israel? And God said, told him no. Then the king said, came back to him again and begged of him, I'll pay you more money if you just go down there and curse him. He said, well, let me go check with God and see if he's changed his mind. So Balaam went back and checked with God to see if God had changed his mind. And God told him, go ahead. And so Balaam got on his mule and started down the road to go down on his way to curse Israel. And as he was going, the mule stopped in the way and wouldn't go. It was and wouldn't go forward. Balaam tried to encourage the mule to go, and the mule wouldn't go. And then Balaam got off the mule, and Balaam started to whip the mule because the mule wouldn't move. And the mule then spoke to him and said, why are you whipping me? And you know, Balaam stood there and talked to a mule and was so blind that he didn't even realize he was actually speaking to a dumb animal. You know what Brother Branham said about it? He said the mule had more discernment, of spiritual discernment, than Balaam did, because Balaam got his eyes off God. Brother Branham, one time, it was years ago, when he was still with the denomination that he had been ordained by, and Dr. Davis, Brother Branham preached, and Brother Branham preached a message, and he preached on Samson. And he described in detail what was happening to Samson. How Samson was tied to a post, how Samson was whipped, how they put out Samson's eyes. And he was describing all these things. And he was talking about all this, and Dr. Davis come to him, and he said, you talked more about that than you did the scripture. And then he told Brother Branham, he said, men are not saved by emotions. Brother Branham got real emotional during this service. Had people crying and everything else. And he told Brother Branham, men are not saved by emotions. All them little sad stories you tell, men saved by the word of God. Brother Branham said, that certainly fixed me up. And he said, so then I decide this, that God doesn't judge us according to our emotions or upon our affiliations with the church, but he judges us by his word. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall never pass away. Now, in the day we're living, in times we're living in, I think it behooves us to check up with the word of God and see where we're living at and the hour we're living in. Amen. One time before Brother Branham was coming to preach, and while he was coming to preach, a brother came to him and said, Brother Branham, here's this book I've come across. And he said, I'm bringing it to you. I'd kind of like you to read it. And Brother Branham said, he was standing outside there by his car, and he took that book and he set it up on top of his Bible. And when he did, he said, the angel of the Lord was standing by him. And the angel of the Lord said, take that book off the Bible. Right. And Brother Branham moved the book off. And he said, as God is my witness, that same angel that stands here every night and tells people where they're from and that, he says, told me to take that book off the Bible. He said, I didn't know nothing about that book. He said, but the angel of the Lord knew what was in that book, and he didn't want it nowhere associated with the word of God. A lot of people out there writing books, writing their own books. I don't need to write my own book. I don't need to write a book for you to explain what I think about this message. I don't need to write a book to explain to you things about this message. You can read the message for yourself. God doesn't work that way. You can disagree with me if you want. But I don't believe none of us need to be writing no books right now to explain people things about the message. Let's give them a book. Let God do the work. Everything, friends, look. Why would you want to speak evil of someone and then go be around them? You wouldn't. What would your motive be? And that's the thing we need to check, is our motives and objectives. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord. Lord, you know, I've been sick for several weeks, and I have been out, Lord. I thank you for touching me, Lord, this morning, giving me strength, Lord. Lord, touch me in my body. And I thank you, Lord, for your coming, Lord, and speaking to us this morning. Lord, giving us the word, Lord, that you laid on our hearts this morning, God. Lord, you knew before the foundation of the world all things. You knew where we'd be today. You knew what we'd be doing today. Lord, you knew, Father, you saw this service before the foundation of the world. And Lord, you determined before the foundation of the world what would be preached today. And I ask now, dear God, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will go over the congregation, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, if there's any, Lord God, that are in need of salvation, in need of repentance, I pray, dear God, that, Lord, you'll bring repentance to them, Father. Lord, you truly, Father, has made the offering. Lord, you truly, dear God, have made the invitation. Lord, now I ask, God, that you would bless your people, Lord. Father, go with them, Lord, today, Lord, as they go their separate ways. May you be with them, dear God, and keep them. I pray, dear God, for those, Lord, that went out of town this morning, dear God, to go down to the memorial service for Brother Jackson. Lord, I pray you'll be with them, dear God, and give them a safe passage back home. We give you praise and thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm gonna sing that little chorus, "Flow Through Me."
Holy Spirit, flow. my hands to worship and to magnify thy name for the me. Holy Spirit, flow through me. Oh, yes, flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me. To worship and to magnify thy name, flow through me, sweet Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Hey, seem to be like Jesus. Dismissed this time. Have a Brother Jimmy to dismiss for us, please.
Heavenly Father, we believe that's all of our desires this morning is just to be more like you. Thank you so much for the service. Thank you for your word. And pray now you'll be with each and every one of us as we go on our way. Only you, Lord, knows what the coming week holds. We pray, God, you just protect us and be with us and bring us back safely. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So glad you're yours, Lord.
So glad.